So I'm going to read you a poem. It's called Rising. Yeah. The little girl was tired of being ignored. As time tumbled by that they could not afford and the clock chipped away at the world she adored, she was angry and tired of being ignored. So the little girl spoke, "I have something to say." But the adults had turned and were walking away, so she sighed out a sigh of familiar dismay. With no time to delay, she shouted, "Please stop. I have something to say." And as they caught sight of her tiny physique, the girl lifted her chin and she started to speak. "You've seen us take to the streets as we see our world ending. Our passion laid bare and you smile, condescending. Not listening, but happy to play at pretending, because the future will pay for the cost of your spending, your morality bending until nothing is left that's worth mending. You know about habitat loss and the felling of trees. You've heard about insect decline and the plight of the bees. You know that the coral is dying in our bathwater seas and its levels are rising as the glaciers unfreeze in this climate of climbing degrees where there's growing unease, because we are the Earth's trustees. And the Earth has no need for your false guarantees or the money that riddles your mind with disease from those big corporations you strive to appease. But we are your daughters and sons, and we're down on our knees, and we're begging for change. So do something, please." The girl paused and saw that a crowd had amassed, downcast, but mercifully listening at last. So she carried on fast. "I think you understand that this is more than 30 years out of hand, and no amount of land or troops to command will help your minds to expand, so you can keep diving into the sand, on brand, or stand. Stand for a science-led solution where we start reducing pollution in a new institution of environmental evolution, and sure, we'll each reflect and change how we are existing. But our sights are set on the system we exist in. So we'll break down this broken system by resisting and expose the moneymakers it's assisting. See, we're advancing like the tide is. And we will get louder every time the temperature rises. We'll cut out the corruption you have ties with. No more compromises, because we might be young, but we've worked out what wise is." The girl pulled back her shoulders and stuck her chest out and raised the volume she'd kept at a level throughout, so her final words came in a calm kind of shout. "The creatures we drive to extinction aren't ours, as we comfortably commute them to death in our cars, and millions are left with nothing to eat as we fill up our plates with methane-drenched meat. And the forests are raised to ash, sodden soil, as we enjoy great value products made with great value oil. And we bind up the ocean with lines of elastic for convenient lives filled with single-use plastic. But see, the root of our frustration is the correlation between environmental degradation and human devastation in this great nation that refuses to see the relation and work towards salvation with the application of international communication and political adaptation. So here's our invitation. Join our demonstration, regardless of religion, age, or occupation, and fight every day for the immediate application of scientific information, because it starts with education. But what we need now is mass mobilization. So take a minute and consider what your hesitation and resignation is costing the next generation. Applaud. Decide what you want to be remembered for. And be sure, because this is a voice that you can no longer ignore. Thank you.